The story of the Highland Games is a colorful story of sports, culture, and community, a celebration of the heritage and history of Scotland and especially the Scottish Highlands. The Highland Games are thought to have originated from the great gatherings and fairs held by Highland clans since medieval times in Scotland. The clans would compete against each other in feats of strength and skill, and the clan chieftains would select their strongest, fastest, and fittest warriors to represent the clan on the field of honor. Some say that the games even date back to 2000 BC in Ireland, before they crossed the water to Scotland with the 4th and 5th century migrations of the Scotti into Argyll and beyond. Whatever, the creation of today's formal and annual Highland Games came about early in the 1800s, as a part of the romanticizing of the Highland culture and traditions by the British ruling class. Our modern games are a mix of field and track events, piping, Highland dance, and heavy events like the tug-of-war, the hammer throw, the caber toss. The program is remarkably unchanged since those early medieval clan gatherings. So, what are some of these ancient games of skill and strength? Well, there's the tossing of yabar, or caber tossing, wherein a long, tapered pine pole is balanced and then tossed, turning end over end, larger end hitting the ground first, as in a perfect 12 o'clock position as possible, and it's called turning the caber. There's the stone put, not unlike the shot put in the Olympics, except that a large stone up to 26 pounds is used. There's the one-handed weight for distance throw, featuring a metal weight up to 56 pounds on a chain. The longest throw wins. Or the sheaf toss, where a 20-pound straw bundle is tossed over a high raised bar with a pitchfork. The games have always celebrated Highland culture as well, with its poets and bards, music and dance. Dancing, piping, fiddling, and playing the Gaelic harp are all part of the games, usually with a competitive element. Clan chieftains used to pit their pipers against those of other clans, and enormous prestige came with the victory. And no games are complete without the unforgettable massing of the pipe bands with their tartans swirling to open and close the event. The first U.S. Highland Games took place in 1836 in New York, and games now take place throughout the country. Founded in 1988, the Celtic Classic Festival, that's held every September right here in Bethlehem, has blossomed into one of the largest Highland Games and festivals in North America. This is Celtic Classic's 11th year of hosting the official U.S. National Highland Athletic Championships. Professional Highland athletes compete all season to make it to the Celtic Classic. Only the top 10 point earners secure a coveted spot at the Classic. Our own little bit of the Scottish Highlands, right here in the Valley. For Celtic Cultural Alliance, this is Kate Scuffle, Sláinte.